I say that the tensions there have been built by actions of government, and in fact by actions of Mr. Museveni specifically, who not only in that region but in the whole country has been causing divisions amongst the communities in an attempt to manipulate them for electoral gains. A cultural institution was recognized after years of by the communities there for recognition. Mr. Museveni then made a U-turn and said he was recognizing the institution and installed the king of what is called the Rwenzururu, which is the communities of the Rwenzori Mountains. He had hoped that that would then swing the support in the region to his favor. There was a by-election last year, which he then threw his weight there with all that expected benefit in mind. And to his shock, his party was resoundingly defeated. And beyond that, he has also tried to create administrative institutions based on the ethnic groups, subdividing the area on ethnic lines. And so there has been tension developed by through the actions of government. And so it's not surprising that those tensions eventually ended in violence. In fact, one of the other things why some of the communities would be looking for guns to arm themselves is because he has actually armed some of the communities against others.
Dr. Besigye, the government spokesman of Nwano Opondo, reacting to your comment, described you as a prophet of doom, saying that the tribes are to be blamed for the violence.
Well, but he should not just call me names. He should just respond to what I am saying, whether those actions I am attributing to government were actually committed by the government. And there is no doubt at all that that is the case.
Basically, what he said is that he thinks that the tribes have failed to manage their internal problems, but he said the government will take care of that.
Yeah, but it's not the tribes that create administrative units. It is Mr. Museveni who does, and therefore divides the societies administratively by law and putting new leaders in the new administrative entities he creates. The tribes have no say over that. It's not the tribes that have been dividing the land between the pastoralists and the cultivators. The tribes have no power over the division of the allocation of the land.
You have said, Dr. Besigye, that you think that this ethnic friction is a political disaster, not just for Museveni, but for the whole country. What do you mean?
Of course, ethnicization of politics, pitting communities against others, and the divide-and-rule policy eventually can lead to a total disaster for the country through identity conflicts.